Longtime Ward 3 Coun. Jerry Montpelier has died. Mayor Paul Lefebvre announced the longtime City Council member's death at the start of Wednesday's Finance and Administration Committee of City Council. It is with great sadness that I share the news that our colleague Jerry Montpelier has passed away this afternoon, Lefebvre said at the start of short and emotional remarks. It is heartbreaking and unfathomable that we find ourselves mourning Jerry even as we continue to grieve the late councillor Michael Vignini, Lefebvre added. Jerry was a devoted champion for his community and a loyal proponent of his constituents. He was a supportive presence at many events across the city, particularly those with his beloved classic cars. Jerry touched the lives of so many of us in Greater Sudbury, and we will miss him. Following Lefebvre's brief tribute and a moment of silence, the mayor tabled a motion to end the meeting out of respect, which received unanimous support. Lefebvre's comments were reiterated in a media release issued shortly after the meeting closed. On behalf of City Council, I send my heartfelt condolences to Jerry's wife, son, family and friends, Lefebvre said in the media release. Mourning the loss of Jerry while still grieving the recent passing of Michael Vignini is an unprecedented and sorrowful experience for our council, our employees and our community. This has been a tragic month for Greater Sudbury City Council. On February 13, Ward 2 Coun. Michael Vignini was found deceased after being reported missing to police by his family who were worried about his health. That evening's city council meeting was similarly cut short out of respect. A bouquet of flowers was placed at Ward 3 Coun. Jerry Montpelier's desk at council chambers February 21 in response to the news of his death. Image. Facebook. Tributes have already started to come in for Montpelier. As an organization and as individuals, we are saddened to learn of Coun. Montpelier's passing, City Sow Ed Archer said in the media release issued by the city. On behalf of all city employees, I extend deepest sympathies to his loved ones at this most difficult time. Sudbury Liberal MP Vivian LaPointe issued a media release on Thursday in which she said she was deeply saddened to have learned about Montpelier's death. Jerry was a fierce advocate for our community, and loved by so many for his commitment to ensuring people were heard, she wrote. I wish to extend my sincere condolences to Jerry's family, friends, and constituents during such a difficult time. I know he will be missed by many. It has been such a difficult week for our community with the passing of both Jerry and Michael, two passionate community advocates. My thoughts go out to our community and those who are grieving their loss. Ward 5 Coun. Mike Parent posted a message on Facebook, thanking Montpelier for the mentorship, friendship and coaching he provided. Ward 3 will never be the same without Jerry's big, beautiful voice, Ward 4 Coun. Pauline Fortin wrote, his contribution to his community and our city will echo for generations and I will miss having Batman beside me. Montpelier's Facebook page filled with tributes this evening in response to a post announcing his death, written by his son, John. The post noted that Montpelier died February 21 at Health Sciences North. Thank you to the staff at HSN and all of the visitors and well-wishers that he received, John wrote, noting that service details will follow shortly. Pops was an amazing man, past mayoral candidate Bob Johnston said in his response. The memories go on forever. Such an amazing person and leader in this community, another commenter wrote. Jerry was an amazing man and he touched the lives and hearts of many, wrote another. The flags outside of city facilities will continue to be flown at half-mast, as they have already been upon last week's news of Vignini's death. The city will issue information on arrangements, including details on a public book of condolences for Montpelier's friends and family, in the coming days. Montpelier had been having health issues in recent months, and attended the Jan. 16 City Council meeting virtually from his hospital bed. During that meeting, he advocated for the cultural hub at Tom Davies Square Library, Art Gallery Project to be made accessible. At best, God willing, at best, I will be returning to council chambers with a wide wheelchair, he said during the meeting, offering his strong support for enhanced accessibility. Sudbury.com last connected with Montpelier on October 31, 2023, for a story about his low attendance record at recent city council meetings. Despite these recent absences due to health reasons, he told Sudbury.com that he was still doing the work as best he could and had no intention of resigning. Prior to recent medical concerns, he noted that his meeting attendance was always stellar. "I'm doing every inch, other than sitting there at council," he said. "Some of the councillors are keeping me up to date on what's happening at the meetings and how it will go." Montpelier added that he was still answering his phone and email, steady. A member of Greater Sudbury City Council since 2014, Montpelier has been popular in every election in which Ward 3 was contested, earning 42.14% of the vote in his inaugural run against three other candidates. He didn't have any challengers in 2018, and secured 63.4% of the vote in 2022. He had one challenger. In past election material, Montpelier noted he was a professional auctioneer, appraiser, and marine surveyor. Sudbury.com will continue to follow this developing story. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.